East Coast Breakfast.
Mom says, aunties, uncles, guardians, I'm going to ask you to be brave right now. Hand the phone over. Give complete control over the telephonic device to the child around you. You're going to send a WhatsApp voice note to this number, 061-792-9495. This is not for big people. This is not for adults, moms and dads, aunties and uncles. This is for the kids.
Mm.
Kids, can you, just in a voice note, repeat something that mom and dad have no problem repeating to you day after day after day? They repeat it so much that you don't even have to think about it. What's that thing? What is that thing? What's that word? What's that sentence? Mom and dad just say all the time, as if it's the first time I've ever said
like
it.
My house, my rules.
Yeah.
The top for
that
me.
That kind of thing. That kind of thing. All right. So kids, I want to hear your voice note now. Send it to 061-792-9495.
Skashamalala. I work on a radio. How did you uncut rugby?
How's it brewing? Oh, that's it.
Hi, it's Coast Radio. My name is Nirosha. My mom and dad say I'm tired of my room.
Well, no wonder you don't know what to do. You don't understand them. They're not telling you what to do.
Shame. Let's say good morning to Mtenwa from Pine Sound. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
How old are you?
Six.
Okay. Mtenwa, tell me, what do your parents keep saying and saying and saying?
Baby slave.
Say it again one more time.
Any notes in the book?
Any notes in the book.
Oh,
coming back from school.
Yeah.
Any notes in the book. Every day they get said.
Are you tired of that, Mtenwa?
Yes.
Well, Mtenwa, thank you for calling us today.
Your parents have to stop. We're going to tell them from today. Stop asking that, please.
We got Jocelyn from Belito. Hey, Jocelyn.
Hey.
How old are you, Jocelyn?
I'm 7 turning 8.
Well, of course you are. Of course you are. Ooh, Jocelyn, yes. 7 turning 8. What is it that mom or dad keep saying over and over and over and over again?
Jocelyn, listen. Meanwhile, I'm just looking at them.
It's annoying, hey? The whole time, like, listen, right?
Yeah.
You want them to stop.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Jocelyn, I want to say, thank you for telling us. We'll pass the message on to mom and dad, okay?
Hi, my name is Riddhi Singh. And what my mom says all the time is, have you packed your homework, guys? And after, at the end of the day, have you done your homework?
Hi, East Coast Radio. My name is Kiana, and this is what my mom always says. How many times must I tell you to put the water in the bowl?
Hi, East Coast. My mom keeps repeating, you're going to be late for school.
Hi, my name is Denita Kliniza, and I'm 11 years old. What my parents always tell me constantly is, have you finished your homework?
Hello. My name is Liam. I'm Ashna Quintus Neman, and I'm 6. But my parents always say, go do that. And I all get annoyed.
Yeah. Hi, East Coast Radio Breakfast Team. My name's Madison Jordan, and I'm 10 years old. Mm-hmm. My mom and dad always say to me, stop farting with your brother the whole time. Bye.
It's so German. Stop farting.
Maybe he's farting and you're fighting.
I get told to stop farting.
Yeah, you fart.
I'm always farting with people. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, come on, man.
Oh, that's great.
You know what?
Farting.
Okay, so here's what you don't know, right? Most registration classes or assemblies are in by 7:30. That's in 6 minutes' time.
Showcase.
Mom and dad.
Oh.
Ooh.
Then it's your turn. Not now. Obviously not now. Because they're sensitive ears with feelings around. But in about 6.5 minutes' time, you'll be on your own. We might ask you to send us, short little impression of your lovely little one. 061-792-9495. Not now. Obviously. After 7:30. The kids have been having a lot of fun doing their imitations of us, you, me, and stuff. Now, right now, it's your opportunity to do your best imitation of them. Because you can do it safely now, because it's not going to hurt their feelings there at school. Mm. But I'd love to hear. Surely you have one, right? So joining us on the line right now, we have Diewald. How's it, Diewald?
Hi,
Morning, breakfast team. How you go?
Lacquer, man. Where are you calling from?
Hillcrest.
How's it? All right. So who are you imitating?
My daughter, actually.
Okay, go for it.
Daddy, please can we go get some ice cream? I haven't had ice cream in a long time. Please, Daddy.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Sure. Hey, maybe yeah, she Daddy, hasn't had ice cream in a long time, dear.
Daddy, how long has it been?
Yeah. Yeah. Ice cream, okay, so it would have been ice cream like a week ago, and then not in a long time. But for the record, we don't do it more than like once a month at most.
Okay.
Yeah. Every day. Without fail.
Oh, shame.
Okay, yeah, the context is key.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense now.
I feel like we need to send her ice cream. I feel bad now.
Yeah, if you could just, we're going to give you back to our producer. Yeah. Just give us your physical address so we can send her some ice cream, okay?
Yeah.
We'll make a plan.
Thanks for the call. So that's what I'm looking for, right? I'm looking for that.
Every day for the ice cream. Good morning, Smurfy from Pietermaritzburg. Please. What does your child nag you about? Imitate her for us.
Okay, when it comes to my daughter, she'll be like, oh, mommy, you know, my life is so hard. My life is so stressful. I've got 12 subjects a day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, child, I gave you life. I only want a cup of coffee or a foot massage. She's like, no, mom, you don't understand. Are you in high school? You only have 6 lessons. I'm in primary. I'm in grade 7. I have 12. I'm like, you're this child.
Are you in high school?
No, man.
We're teaching in high school.
Oh,
in high school.
That's why
she's like,
you
know,
I was doing the math.
And I'm like, child, remember, I gave you that. I can take it away any minute.
You know what? It's my mother used to tell me that it's
just
fine.
Like that.
It's true.
Just like
they
that.
Did give you life and bring you here.
Mom, can I get a snack? Can I have a snack? What kind of snacks have we got? Are there any more snacks in the kitchen? Can I snack another sandwich? Do we have any fruits to snack on? Oh, no, bananas. I don't like bananas. Do we have any apples? Oh, no, I don't want an apple. Can I have another snack? Snack.
Mom, you're so sass. Mom, we have more rizz than you. Mom, you're so embarrassing. Mom, will you please stop following the school bus to every outing? We're practically adults now. So, yeah, that's what I get from both of my sons.
It's a bit the following the school bus.
Yes.
It's a bit intense, Mom.
That's too much.
You might need to calm down on that one.
Mom, please can I have some V-Bucks? Mom, please can I play my PlayStation? Mom, please can I have V-Bucks? Oh, my God. Mom, please can I have V-Bucks? Mom, I massage your feet. Please can I have 10 times of V-Bucks? Mom.
That's a great impression.
Mama, you won't believe what happened today. School. Mama, look at me, Pela. Look at me. You know what happened today? Mama, you're not listening to me. Mama.
Hey. Same.
Man. Shame, man. Shame. Let's say good morning to Cindy from Queensborough. Cindy, please do a quick imitation for us. What does your child keep saying?
Good morning. I'm a mom to a delightful 8-year-old, and all I hear is this. Mom.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.